Welcome to North State Now. Yes, we are live. And you're hearing a little bit of Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder. This is Linda Bott. Welcome to our first Thursday night of the month, which we always cover. And I've not been here on the morning show for the last two or three days. I've been dealing with, you know, that thing going around. Not the big beer virus, but the, you know, just something else.
The beer virus.
Yeah, so I'm here with my better half and my other half.
No, that'll never be.
I asked Carl to come join me tonight. And we went next door at Jacoby's and had a little sushi, and you know, which is always nice to do. And a lot of activity downtown today.
Well, you know, I just saw a post on Facebook where somebody said, start watching out for pedestrians, you know, because a lot of people are walking now due to the parking.
Right.
So there's parking areas, but then now people are walking.
Lots of activity.
So there's blind spots out there, or people walking across, maybe excuse me.
And scooters.
Two scooters out
Somebody
here.
Went by very quickly in the
watch
studio.
Out.
And of course, you know, when we're here in the studio at KCNR, we look right out downtown on Market Street. So anyway, welcome to listening live tonight. I posted this on Facebook. We're going to be giving tickets away tonight. We did give tickets away to Buddy Guy, who is actually performing tonight at the Cascade Theater. So congratulations to those people who won the tickets to Buddy Guy. But we are going to share with you Ricky Skaggs and a really nice interview that I got to do. We actually preempted our show Saturday. I think that was the 29th.
Yeah, Rob Burrows from Battlefield Expressions gave up 30-40 minutes of his show.
And Ricky was like, you mean you're not pre-recording me? I said, no, we just preempted our show, so let's just go. And so we're going to run that again tonight, and we just want to let you know that we are live. His interview was pre-recorded. We're going to have a couple segments because it's rather lengthy, and there's some really good information that he shares. Stuff that maybe if you're a Ricky Skaggs fan that you don't really hear from the artist himself, maybe when he's doing lesser, shorter timed interviews.
And I think he would have stayed on for an hour.
He would have. Because we were scheduled, and then he had, like, you know, I'm reading some of his interviews that he did in the After Five, and he was in this and said he had a honeydew. But so we missed an interview call with him. We tried to play catch up all day long, and we ended up the next day where I think he stepped out of a session, and he called us. And so, and I have actually Ricky Skaggs, you know, cell number on my phone, which I thought was so cool. Like, this is Ricky. Call me back.
Did you put that in your contacts list?
Didn't.
So, you know, someday you can go, hey, Ricky, Ricky, what you doing today?
I didn't, but we should thank our sponsors here at North State Now on these Thursday nights. I want to thank the Reading Civic Auditorium. They are always our main sponsor for North State Now. And, of course, you know, if you follow our show, you know that we are the first Thursday, and the second Thursday is Michelle Slade with North State Heroes. Our third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday is our wonderful Dr. Orna Gill talking on, you know, women's health. And she's had two spectacular shows as well that we played both in February and in March. Actually, February we had two dates, so we played a couple in February. So, anyway, we're here live, and let's just have Jared at the helm. We're going to thank our sponsors, too. We have Carlene's Bar and Grill, the Black Bear Diner, and let's go to play our interview with Ricky Skaggs. And, yes, you may be wondering, where? Where's this music coming from? Hi, this is Linda Bott. We are preempting Battlefield Expressions right now because on the phone, live, and here on this very special day, our Country Music Hall of Famer and 15-time Grammy winner, Ricky Skaggs, he's going to be performing on Sunday, March 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading, is with us on the phone. So here we go. We're live. Thanks, buddy, for calling in. And how are you?
I'm doing good, Linda. How are you doing? I'm in Asheville, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, not in Nashville, Tennessee.
You're in Asheville, North Carolina. Are you on tour at this moment?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
And so on this tour leg, how many dates do you have? And do you go home for a break before you come out in the March dates here?
Yeah, we do. I've got a few things to do in the studio. I did a Tyler Childers song the other day. He wanted to record Highway 40 Blues, and he sold four nights out at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. He got a huge following of young people, not just young people, but, you know, all age groups. But he's a Kentucky boy like me, grew up listening to my music, and I've joined him on one of the nights there in Nashville, and so I think we're doing it's a Spotify Live thing, and so we went and recorded that the other day, so I got to work on that a little bit when I get home.
So you actually live in Nashville or Franklin or in that area?
Yeah, I live in Hendersonville. It's north of Nashville. Mm-hmm. Franklin's south.
Okay.
And I live up north. Yeah.
Okay. So when I spent time in Nashville, which the era would have been 95 to 2000, this would have been a time for me that I was exploring my musical roots, and I became friends with the bass player from the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and learned so much about Owensboro, Kentucky, and so much. And so let's talk about your Kentucky roots a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Always good to talk about Kentucky roots.
Well, so let's go there.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to ask me a question.
No, let's talk a little bit about, okay, no, here's the question. Of course, if you're just tuning in, we're with Ricky Skaggs, we're live, we've preempted the show Battlefield Expressions, because that's how important I think this really is. We could have pre-recorded this show, but it was really important. We'll run this again in the morning show and in the evening show for our morning Free Fire Radio, and then on Thursday night on March 5th, because we want you all to realize that what a legend we're talking about. Here Ricky has earned, he's country Music Hall of Fame inductee. He is the 2018 IBMA Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame inductee. He has won 15 Grammy Awards, 13 IBMA Awards. That's the International Bluegrass Music Association. 12 number one Billboard charted singles. I'll stop right there. We can finish those numbers that go on and on later. But, man, you know, your life, your body of work, when did you first pick up your instruments?
Well, when my dad stuck a mandolin in my bed about 4 o'clock in the morning, he came home from work. He was a welder, and so he would have to go out of town sometimes, you know, to wherever the good paying jobs were. And so he was in Lima, Ohio, and found this little mandolin in a pawn shop next to the hotel that he was staying in, and brought it home to me, stuck it in my bed, and when I woke up, you know, I put my hands around the neck and just kind of started plucking the strings, and I haven't stopped since. You know, I mean, it was such a wonderful thing that he did, and so wise of him not to put a guitar in my bed.
Well, you know, think about it.
I was 5 years old, you know, and so he found an instrument that fit my body and fit my hands, and I love the sound of a mandolin.
Me too.
It's always been something that has touched my heart deeply, even hearing others play, not just, you know, when I play myself, but you know, just the sound of a mandolin has always drew my ear. You know, a banjo is something that draws a lot of people and makes it kind of sound bluegrass. I mean, we always kind of know the sound of the banjo being such an important sound of bluegrass, but no more important than the mandolin. You know, Mr. Monroe said, bluegrass was started on a mandolin, boy, you know. he was right.
Well, that's wonderful information and, you know, great tidbits to take around as we come and you give us this personal, you know, kind of testament before we come to the concert on the 8th. Again, you've got 12 20 country albums, 12 consecutive Grammy nominated albums, 9 ACM awards, 9 ICM awards, 8 CMA awards. Now let's talk about these 3 honorary doctorate degrees. Can we?
Yes, ma'am. my first one, I think, was at Hocking University in Ohio. The second one was from, I think, Berkeley in Boston, Massachusetts.
Right, Berkeley School of Music.
There is one from, let's see, the other one is, golly, let me see, where would that be?
It'll come to you. That's okay.
Well, there was an arts degree from Eastern Kentucky University, and that was very, very, very nice to be honored like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very thankful for all of these things. And I know there's another one of arts, a doctorate of arts degree from somewhere. And it's terrible that I can't remember.
No, that's such an honor. It really is.
There's so many. And it's just, I'm so blessed.
Okay, we're going to take a break there. And I hope I get back to like what your Kentucky roots are. You know, sometimes I do get flummoxed. I have to admit, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more of the Ricky Skaggs interview. There's some wonderful snippets that you'll hear from some stars from the past that are really some fun inside things. So this is Linda Bott, and we are live tonight. We are live from the studio. We're doing a pre-recorded of Ricky Skaggs, who will be here at the Cascade March 8th. And when this interview is over, I'm going to be giving some 2 tickets away, which will be wonderful orchestra seats. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Show me where I start. Find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy. Country boy at heart.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Active 2030 Club of Reading has done it again and made the 12th annual Sundial Film Festival free to attend. Action, drama, adventure, comedy. The Sundial Film Festival will feature films of all styles from local filmmakers. With an afternoon showing at 2 p.m. and an evening showing at 7 p.m., there's something for everyone. The 12th annual Sundial Film Festival will be taking place March 7th at the Cascade Theater. Free tickets to both showings are limited, so grab your ticket today at sundialfilmfestival.com. That's sundialfilmfestival.com.
And welcome back to our North State Now show. This is Linda Bott. We are live here on March 5th at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online. So we encouraged, I put out on my Facebook today that we were going to be playing this wonderful in-depth interview with Ricky Skaggs, who will be performing here with his band Kentucky Thunder at Cascade.
On March 8th.
On March 8th.
And I just put it out on Facebook in the next half hour. We're giving away two tickets to that.
And they're orchestra seats, and you, you know, we're talking about legendary. You've heard statistics if you've just tuned into the show. The guy has been up for, you know, 20 album, you know, Grammy nominated. I mean, the list goes on. So let's just get to the interview because I think this is about an 18-minute segment here with some really good insight.
You're going to hear things that he's you probably have never heard before, like when he was a child and how he got started.
Okay, let's go to our interview with Ricky Skaggs.
People don't realize, you know, that my heroes, many, many of my heroes, that was one of the reasons it was hard for me to just be able to accept the fact. I mean, there's nothing I could do about it, but I mean, it was hard to accept the fact that I was going into the Country Music Hall of Fame when so many of, you know, the people that I grew up listening to and admiring and learning to play from their work, you know, learning to sing from their work, learning to write because of their great work. And they were not in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I really struggled with that for a while. And I was praying, one morning, you know, I try to read my Bible and try to pray and spend time, just quiet time with my coffee and Jesus, you know, to get my day going. And
that's your song. That's your next song. My coffee, with my coffee and Jesus. There you go.
That's it. And, you know, and I really felt just this peaceful thought come to me. And I feel like it was the Spirit. But, you know, it was like you're going in there. And as you go into the Hall of Fame, you are taking the people that's not in there, you're taking them with you when you go in, because if it wasn't for all those people that I put in your path to listen to and learn from, you would not be the musician and the artist that you are today. So, you know, receive this with honor and grace and go in with joy because they are going in with you. And that, I just found so much peace in that. I didn't worry about it anymore. And people would ask me that question, you know, well, you know, how about the Stanley Brothers? Or how about, you know, this, that, and the other one that's not in there? And I said, well, you know, this is how I feel, you know. And the Stanley Brothers are going in because in my heart and in my DNA, musical DNA, they are a very, very, very strong part of the fabric of my musical DNA.
And the fabric is a perfect word, because all of those, whether it's like the dropping and the droplets of these wonderful musicians that became mentors, whether you realized at the time, they did develop your, I love your words, musical DNA. So what do you think, why do you think after all these years that bluegrass is still popular for such a long time?
Well, because it's not been so commercialized that it lost its glow, you know, that it lost its character. For all of the new sounds of bluegrass and all of the new musical additions, and, you different people playing it all over the U.S. and hot pockets of this music in Boston, at Berkeley, and in Colorado, and places in Northern California, and it's something that is so real and so original and so traditional that it's just, it continues to keep growing and keep expounding. It's like a living book. It's like a book that lives. As every time you read it, you read something new into it. You hear something new. You read something new, and you may have read the same page before, but every time you read it, it's going to have something else to say to you. So, to me, country music doesn't necessarily do that, especially new country. I had a wonderful, wonderful career in country music, but I started out playing bluegrass, and took, the knowledge of my music, to Emmy Lou. I joined Emmy Lou's hot band, 1978. I mean, I knew her and had recorded on her records before, long before I joined the band. But she had a major opening that she needed to fill, and when Rodney Crowell left the group, she really needed someone to plug in that hole there, my bluegrass abilities to play mandolin, fiddle, guitar, banjo, and sing harmony with her and bring to her a catalog of, traditional bluegrass music and mountain music and gospel music that she could, adapt into her music, which if you listen to Roses in the Snow,
mm-hmm.
her CD Roses in the Snow, and also her Christmas record, A Light in the Stable. Both of those records are heavily, heavily acoustic, heavily influenced, sprinkled with sounds of bluegrass, and those have been some of her longest sustaining, most popular records. I remember, and of course she loved it. She was not coerced into doing this. I mean, she knew she had someone that could she could depend on to help her birth ideas and follow it through and see it through until it got on the tape, until it got mastered, and it got on the disc, and we could actually take it on the road and do it as well. So, I remember when she took Roses in the Snow to Warner Brothers to play it for them, they said, "What is this?"
Really?
She said, "This is my next record." And they said, "No, it's not." And she said, "Yes, it is. It absolutely is."
Good for her.
And so she's been a great flag flyer for this music for years and years, and so was Linda Ronstadt. I met Emmy Lou the same night I met Linda, and we met at in Washington D.C. At a friend's house, a mutual friend's house. Linda was doing a show at the Cellar Door there in Washington.
Oh yeah,
wasn't a very very popular artist at the time. I mean, she had a few hits out, but that was long before Heart Like a Wheel came
right,
out,
because right.
That's what catapulted her into infamy, so to speak. And but we got to know each other, and she loved working up harmony. She loved, learning the different styles of harmony that she was not used to, And so me and her and Emmy Lou, we had lots of great times singing together, and just working up songs, working up harmonies. And
the tones of all
yeah.
three of you, I can just imagine were, you were in the hallway and the bell sounds, and it was just, probably reached down to the bottom of your feet, just the beauty and the soulfulness of that, those three voices I can hear together.
Well, it's there's a YouTube video, I think,
Of course, there's a record of it too. Gold Watch and Chain. I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. It's an old Carter Family song that the three of us sang on. I think it's on one of Emmy's records.
Okay.
But there's also a YouTube video of I think it may have been a Johnny Cash show or something that the three of us did that we sang that song together.
Well, we'll look that up, and we have somebody very special on the phone, and that's Mr. Ricky Skaggs, who's calling us live from North Carolina right now. He's going to be on tour. He is on tour, but he is going to be right here at the Cascade Theater March 8th. Get your tickets. It'll be selling out. Probably could already be close to selling out. And he is an amazing musician with Lifetime Achievement Awards everywhere, Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, et cetera. So I have a question for you, Mr. Skaggs, and that is there an album, is there something that you listen to when you need to just clear the cobwebs, clear the worries, before you go on stage, is there a routine that you do that you I listen to this, or maybe you do scales, or there's certain kind of a sonic thing that you do so that you clear yourself before you hit the stage?
Well, there's not a ritual that's kind of something that I've developed or anything like that. Sometimes, you know, I mean, I definitely get out, get my mandolin out and play it, and maybe play for 15 minutes or so. Sometimes I'm so rushed when I get there, I tune the mandolin and walk on stage. I mean, it's that quick. But you know, I like to listen, you know, to music sometimes. Yesterday, we were trying to hook up. You and I were trying to hook up on this interview,
yes.
And I felt so bad that some things developed yesterday that I was not quite planning for when we you know, set it all up. But anyway,
well, thank you for taking a second chance. I really appreciate it because we love you and we're just honored.
Well, I'm honored as well, and thank you. But I got to tell you what I listened to yesterday. I love listening to just different kinds of music that I think is just brilliant. And I listened to Night Fly yesterday by Donald Fagen. I love that record. That's one of the best sounding records and the best produced record. The songs, Donald singing, his, you know, keyboard playing. I love that. And I am dyed in the wool bluegrass, but my mind loves to listen to Django Reinhardt and Stephan Grappelli. I love listening to the great, you know, jazz piano players.
Yes.
I listen to Yasha Heifetz. I will listen to Isaac Stern, you know, and I'll listen to classical music. But then I go back and listen to Ralph and Carter Stanley's first records, you know,
right,
when they were just kids, you know, and it makes me know where I've come from. It keeps me connected to where I'm from, but it also lets me know that you know, like I said earlier, that their music was such a strong color in the fabric of my musical DNA, you know, that I could never repay them. And I got to work with Ralph many times. I worked with him on the road for about 2.5 years while I was still in high school. And it's like, I don't want to go back to high school. This is the university I want to go to, the Ralph Stanley University, you know, the Stanley Brothers. But I, you know, my mom was wagging that bony Free Will Baptist finger in my face.
Well, and finally, so, I would like to ask, have you been to Reading before?
I have. We played a show up there, an outdoor music festival that didn't quite work out very well as far as the audience. Wasn't a lot of people showed up. Alan Jackson, I know, was supposed to have been there, and he had to cancel. And I mean, but we played there. I love the church. I love Bethel there in Reading. And my daughter came out there and recorded a recorded a song as a live version of a song that she had rewritten. It was an old song called Ain't No Grave, Gonna Hold My Body Down. Johnny Cash recorded it, but hundreds of people recorded that old song. Well, Molly loved the song, but she wanted to update the lyrics to more modern, things that people struggle with,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
Instead of it being, you know, go down yonder Moses or whatever, you know, the old lyrics said. Her verses are about fear and about shame. And, so she rewrote that song and performed it at Bethel.
Wow.
And you can go on YouTube and find Molly Skaggs singing a song there. And it's got about 6.5 million views. I mean, my
wow.
God, she's far surpassing her dad. And I love that, you know.
I'll definitely have to.
We love Redding and, huh?
No, I'll definitely go on YouTube and listen to this. And, Bethel is growing on leaps and bounds. In fact, they have their music department has built a downtown building here. You'll have to definitely, if you've got time, you know, take a tour, because it's just amazing the things that they're doing it in, not only just throughout the world, but their outreach in their music world, too. So, anyway, Molly Skaggs, and it's going to be called Ain't No Grave.
Yeah, Molly Skaggs, Ain't No Grave, yeah.
Well, we appreciate, do you have any final words? We appreciate and we thank you to all of our listeners here in Shasta County for letting Battlefield Expressions be preempted for this very important interview with our own Well, we'd like to think of you, your music, once you're out there, and you're the fabric. Your music is also the fabric of our lives. 15-time Grammy winner, Ricky Skaggs, I'm sure. We'll be here Sunday, March 8th, at the Cascade Theater in Reading. And, Ricky, do you have any final words as we wrap this up so we can get back to our other programming? It's been amazing. Thank you for calling.
Well, I appreciate you preempting this for you and I to connect and to promote the show, but also just to let the fans, let the people know a little bit more about me that they may not know on stage. I don't have time to tell the stories that we got a chance to tell the last half hour, and I appreciate you persevering with me. Like I said, some things came up yesterday that was kind of unplanned. Had to take care of Miss Sharon's car. So
I get
you got
it.
Those honeydews, you got to do them.
Oh yeah, you do.
You got to make sure. A happy life is a happy wife.
It's a balancing act. It's for sure.
And once you get the happy
wife, like you said, you can go back into your studio and you can write and know that you know things are ticking away all right in that other room.
That's right. So I'm looking forward to coming and playing the theater there. I think it's really going to be a great show. I think there'll be a lot of folks there. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I always stay around after the show and sign autographs out at the I have a book. It's an autobiography called Kentucky Traveler. And so I have that. And we have, of course, a lot of CDs and T-shirts. Got a great T-shirt that I'm wearing right now. I never have worn a Skaggs shirt ever. But this Skaggs shirt says, love people, love God.
Wow.
And it's just so wonderful.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. No, love God, love people. Sorry,
okay.
Lord.
Well, you were looking at it the other way.
I'm looking upside down.
Oh, listen, it's been it's been a privilege and a pleasure, and thank you, Ricky Skaggs. We look forward to March 8th and right here at the Cascade Theater. Thank you, and have a wonderful day on the rest of your tour. Good luck.
Okay, Linda, thank you.
All right.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. And that was our very own Ricky Skaggs with a pre-recorded interview. We did play it live on the 29th. Of February, and we are going to take a break for our sponsors,
and then we're going to give away two tickets to Ricky Skaggs.
We have tickets to give away for Ricky Skaggs, so you want to be calling in on that one. Again, March 8th at the Cascade Theater. This is Linda Bott, and this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
But in the end, I had to lose. The Lord above paid my dues. Got the highway 40 blue.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Eight-time Grammy winner Buddy Guy is coming back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater March 5th. This legendary American blues guitarist and singer is also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't miss Buddy Guy, one night only at the Cascade Theater, March 5th. Get tickets before they sell out at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
The Active 2030 Club of Redding has done it again and made the 12th annual Sundial Film Festival free to attend. Action, drama, adventure, comedy. The Sundial Film Festival will feature films of all styles from local filmmakers. With an afternoon showing at 2 p.m. and an evening showing at 7 p.m., there's something for everyone. The 12th annual Sundial Film Festival will be taking place March 7th at the Cascade Theater. Free tickets to both showings are limited, so grab your ticket today at sundialfilmfestival.com. That's sundialfilmfestival.com.
And welcome back. We are live. This is Linda Bott. How are you tonight at 6:43 on this Thursday? Buddy Guy is about ready to start at the Cascade Theater. We gave tickets away for his show tonight, and we're just about ready to give away tickets for Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. If you were tuning in, we had a wonderful pre-recorded interview with Ricky that we have run already on the Saturday show, and then I wanted to run it tonight just as a reminder because, you know, this is incredible talent that we're getting.
15 Grammy winner. He's won the Grammy 15 times. And the stories he told during this interview were so good. The one where his father, who traveled and was a steel worker or something, brought him – his hotel was next to that pawn shop. So he went in and he bought him a mandolin, and he brought it home, and Ricky was – like, I don't know, 6 years old, laying
four.
In bed. Oh, 4 years old.
He started laying
in bed,
at five.
Laying in bed, and his dad drops the puts the mandolin in next to him. And Ricky said it was the perfect thing. If you'd give me a guitar, it was way too big. But the mandolin, you know, he could pluck out songs. And he said he started, like, the next morning, playing with it. And of course, has just become the virtuoso. In the mandolin, the banjo, and so many other instruments.
Well, let's give a little shout-out on the Kentucky Thunder group. There is going to be Paul Brewster on vocals and guitar, and Russ Carson on banjo, Jake Workman on lead guitar, And Mike Barnett's going to be on fiddle with Dennis Parker on guitar and vocals and Jeff Picker on bass and vocals. So if you love bluegrass and country, he's going to pull out a lot of his classics. He's just a great storyteller.
I love bluegrass.
And you could, I do too. And it's something that feels good. And like you said, it's fancy.
It's Americana.
It
has not changed. Like, and as he pointed out, country music's changed. Bluegrass hasn't changed.
So 605-4567 is the hotline for you to call in. Jared's standing by, and I have two tickets to give away. So do call now, 605-4567 for Ricky Skaggs on Sunday evening. These are orchestra row D seats, and you proved to be a great show. Let's talk about a few other things that are happening at the Cascade. We've got... We do Fritz and the Tantrums. That's at the Reading Civic,
right?
So that's coming up as well. But we've got a musical coming up and a book that it's Matilda, and it is based on a young girl. They didn't know if they really wanted to explore doing Matilda the musical because it's all based around this 9-year-old girl. So you had to have somebody who was 9 years old in the pool of talent here in the North State, and they had a perfect girl. And
cool.
So the book, I think it's really interesting because there is a flyer that came with the book, and what they're trying to share is the importance of reading and the Matilda books. You want to read that little paragraph there?
Well,
about
about reading to your little ones and tips for reading picture books a few minutes at a time is okay. Don't worry if you don't finish the story, talk or sing about the pictures. But this is they're going to be giving away
books
also during the musical. And it's being brought. Some of the sponsors are First Five, Shasta, and I think that this is going to be a great musical to take your kids to.
Well, this is a Tony Award-winning musical. It tells the story of a girl using her imagination and keen mind to stand up to bullies, including a recalcitrant school administrator and Matilda's disinterested parents, to improve her life.
And by the way, Carolyn.
Carolyn! All right. Congratulations. She won the tickets.
Yes.
And
they'll be here tomorrow. And, of course, since it's going to be Sunday, you might want to stop by tomorrow.
In the morning.
Yeah. We'll have somebody here Saturday morning, but till noon. But you probably want to pick them up tomorrow.
Yeah, you want to pick them up tomorrow.
They'll
okay.
They'll be here.
So, Matilda, there's a book that's called Matilda. What is it?
Well, that's the name of it. Matilda by Roald Dahl.
Okay.
It was originally published in 1990. And the copyright was 1988, so it's been around for a while.
Okay.
But it's a pretty famous book. A lot of kids read it, and now with that musical, a Tony Award winner.
Well, Elaine Tracy is going to be the director, and if you saw Oliver the musical, which I think you and I went to, it was wonderful. And you know, you did think about how do you crowd all these kids on stage and everything. So she's going to be directing this as well. So we've got 4 tickets to give away, which is great, to take a family on March 20th. These are only good from March 20th to 22nd. The musical actually opens on the 20th and is open till the 29th. So there's going to be several performances with that. But with this one free ticket, I'm going to also include a book. So if you want to go to Matilda, this is a musical that's happening at the Cascade Theater. A wonderful kids and adults and kids and grandkids and
it could be a great time for a family.
Yeah.
And like I said, when you get the tickets, you also get a book. So
give us a call if you'd like to take that as well, 605-4567. We did take a break. Do we need to take another one and then take one more break?
We need one more break.
All right. We'll be right back. KCNR.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long. And help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
And, of course, that some Ricky Skaggs for you, buddy. Oh, yeah. You know, there used to be a place called the Station Inn in Nashville. You know what? That interview was before the tornado.
Oh, yeah.
Tornado was devastating because...
29 people killed.
Well, there was, from what I heard, there were 21 dead and 25 missing.
Okay. And then, but it did it, and it, when it hit Nashville, and we, of course, my sister lives in Chattanooga. She said, we got lots of rain, but the tornado did not get down that far.
Well,
but I wonder if it did, it rip out Nashville itself or just in that surrounding area?
East Nashville. It's interesting because my friend Cam King, the years that I was living, I became very good friends with Cam King, and he lived directly across the street, across a dirt road, from Gene LaBea, who was the bass player for Nashville Bluegrass Band. So he used to hang out. All became friends. So Cam, of course, you know, you've met Cam.
Cam's a great guy.
Yeah. So anyway, he was living in East Nashville. I think he said he posted it on Facebook. It was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
When that it devastated
out,
East Nashville.
That whole area.
East Nashville. It looked like a war zone. So when I was looking at pictures, I was thinking, like, there's some brick buildings and things that have just fallen down. I was in that tornado. I was down in my building, which was off of.
And when was this?
With that tornado.
I know, but you're not talking about this tornado. You're talking about
the tornado 21 years ago that took out Nashville.
Oh, that you were. Okay,
I was
that
in,
one, not this one. Okay,
no, I was in Nashville, living in Nashville, and I was in my building. I lived off of Music Row, and I remember the faces of people because you were watching the TV. You were seeing the black clouds coming, and you could see people. They didn't really know what to do, and you were hearing the sirens at that point. So we all went down into the basement, and you heard that. It's the first time and the only time I've ever been through a tornado. and they talk about the fact it sounds like a freight train, and you are in, you're hearing a freight train go through your body.
Yeah. So Robert Lamb.
Roberta or Robert?
Robert Lamb.
Robert, okay.
Won the Matilda ticket.
Well, congratulations,
please,
Robert.
Please come on
yeah.
in and pick them up here before March 20th.
And those tickets, when you pick up the tickets, these are what they do sometimes at the Cascade. These specific ones, you are they're valid for you pick out the show that you want. So they're
yeah,
a
these
free
are like
ticket,
vouchers.
Like a voucher, and you go yeah. into the box office and say, I want these seats. Right. And yeah.
But we'll put the book in with it.
Right.
So, hey, tomorrow morning, of course, we're on from 7 to 9, and Congressman Doug LaMarche will be joining us. And I can't wait to hear his comments on what the primaries are and the coronavirus and the work that people are doing back in D.C. on that. So, I mean, we're hearing it right from when the congressmen that are voting on these things. $8 billion was put into this effort for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be on tomorrow morning.
Well, that's interesting. I kind of wondering with the coronavirus, what the source, the immediate source, because I was doing the shuffling on the radio stations tonight as I was driving down 273, and I was listening to all of the different talk radio stations. Well, because you know, you're giving me the eyes. I listen to other things, you know.
No, I can't believe that.
I listen to satellite as well. And
oh, yeah, you know, satellite.
But this was just local, like what was happening in the earlys. And anyway, so there was different, just hearing a few sentences, and it was all on coronavirus and the lack of being able to test it.
Yeah, but you know what? But they're making those testing kits. Mm-hmm. The other thing, though, is that we can't forget. It's like 7 or 8,000 people died in California last year from the flu. Something like, you know, close to 60,000 in the United States died from the flu. If we all had did the things that they're telling us about the coronavirus, which is washing your hands for 20 seconds, and if you're sick, staying home, we wouldn't be having the deaths like that.
Well, Wall Street Journal just came out with a school shut in Seattle area as coronavirus spreads. This is Bothell High School. I'm not sure if that's the high school because I'm just reading the headline.
That's right outside of, it's Bothell.
Wash your hands.
Right outside it's in one of the suburbs out there. We have friends that have a daughter that's in Milano, Italy, and they went over to visit her. And they may be stuck there for 30 days. Other people, our daughter was getting ready to go on a cruise to the Baja, and they're trying to get those tickets changed, not to get their money back, but to change it because they get caught in a quarantine. Our granddaughter doesn't graduate from high school. I mean, literally,
right.
She has to take all these tests and everything.
Right. Still,
you know, they do at the end of the year.
Right.
So it's serious. But if you wash your hands, if you stay home when you're sick, if you cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough, it's going to help.
Cough into your sleeve.
Yeah.
Don't put it in your thing. Don't cough in your hand.
Somebody said they were in a store the other day, and somebody just sneezed out loud like
yeah.
that. And they said they went running out of the store almost screaming.
Well, you know what? Here's the truth, because I've been like 2 or 3 days, and I'm not sure if it was allergies or cold or whatever, but I didn't go to the gym because I didn't want to freak anybody out. I had sneezing spells.
Yeah.
And coughing spells. And, you know, I'm doing much better today. I haven't taken antihistamine or anything. So it ran its course. But the point is that you don't put your hands in your mouth, next to your nose or your eyes or any, like, you think about your saliva, your nose, your eyeballs, your fingers, you know, you just.
Yeah, and if you see anybody that's oozing, stay away from them. Okay. Hey,
thank you.
Thanks for inviting me on tonight.
You know, I wanted you to come with me, and I know that you heard the Ricky Skaggs, but this was, again, it was revisited, and I just realized that I kind of went off track and asked him, tell me about your Kentucky, and then I went into all these other things, and we got interrupted, whatever. But I never really got to hear about his Kentucky roots, so hopefully on Sunday night he'll talk about his Kentucky roots, really. I mean, we know he's got Kentucky Thunder, and he's got a book that he's written, an autobiography about. But I wanted him to say it. so maybe we'll get to interview him again.
I really like bluegrass. My first roommate in college.
Listen to it all the time?
That's all he played, and at first it made me crazy, and after a while I was just right in there with him. Everybody, join us tomorrow morning for Free Fire Radio.
All
right. Here at 7 o'clock at KCNR 96.5.
We do want to thank our sponsors, which is the Reading Civic Auditorium, Shasta Regional Medical Center,